So I'm Dr. Sina Shakiri, the medical director at the Valley Medical Group Waldwick Primary Care Urgent Care Center.
The topic today is shingles, and especially the shingles vaccine. But doctor, let's get started with a description of what shingles is.
Excellent. So shingles is a reactivation of the chickenpox virus that people received when they were a kid, well, usually through a natural cause, so spread from one person to another person. What happens is when you get chickenpox, that virus, it enters your body, it gives you that rash, gives you the fever. And then once you've beaten that over the course of, you know, 7 to 10 days or 14 days, that virus then lays dormant in one of the nerves in your body. And it can lay there for years until, you know, 50, 60 years down the road, it decides today's going to be the day that I come out and I cause a rash, and it can be painful at times. That reactivation is that's the shingles rash. And the complication we worry about with that is, so the biggest one is post-herpetic neuralgia, so that's pain after you get that rash, which occurs in about 10 to 15% of patients, most of them over the age of 60. So that's why we recommend the shingles vaccine starting at age 60.
Do we know what triggers shingles? I have heard that a traumatic event may trigger it, but not necessarily.
Correct. So in the pure medical verbiage, it's stress. But stress can mean anything. It could be you had a cold and that stressed out your body. It could be you traveled across the country 15 times in the past couple weeks, and that stressed your body. It could be you had a trauma. In my case, it was having a child. I got a shingles outbreak after that.
Oh.
So it could be anything.
And not necessarily an old person's disease either, although you do hear about older people getting it. Do we know why that might be? But not necessarily. I mean, I knew somebody who was 20 years old and got shingles.
That's correct. And like I said, I got mine in my 30s.
Yeah.
So it generally tends to be an older person's disease because that's where more of the complications occur. So younger people get it. They get the rash. It's there for 3 or 4 days, and then it crests over, and it's gone, and they never have an issue with it. The elderly population, they get that rash, and then they get the pain after that rash. And the pain can be severe. I've had patients who have had to be on, you know, opioid narcotic medicines for a week afterwards because of the pain. And, you know, with the current epidemic going on, we really want to try to limit the use of opioids. But it can be really painful. So it can also affect your vision if the shingles virus attacks the nerve that goes to your eye. It can attack your hearing if it goes to the nerve that feeds your ear. So it can be quite problematic.
Shingles isn't contagious per se. I mean, if you brush up against somebody, could they get shingles? But it could cause somebody who hasn't had chickenpox to get chickenpox, right?
Correct. Yeah, there's a theoretical risk that if you were to having an active outbreak, if those vesicles, and they call those little bumps on the skin, if they were to touch up against somebody who has not come in contact with the virus before in their life, that they theoretically could get the virus from that.
So I guess if you have shingles, you should really cover the rash.
Absolutely.
If you go out.
You cover it up until it's crusted over, and then once it's crusted over, you're no longer contagious. And really, you want to avoid the immunocompromised, so people have problems with their immune system, pregnant women, and small babies. Those are the three groups that you really want to stay away from.
Now, the shingles vaccine, who should get it, first of all?
Everyone over the age of 60 should get it. That's the absolute recommendation. And then, you know, you can really take it on an individualized basis of people between 50 and 60 if they have had shingles before or, you know, are going to be prone to it because they're immunocompromised. We may give it to you at 50, but most insurers are paying it at 60 and up.
There is some confusion in some circles about the new shingles vaccine. If you've already had a shingles vaccine in the past, should you get the new one too?
The answer is a resolute yes, but we don't really know when quite yet. So the ACIP, the group that put out these recommendations, absolutely said everybody who's gotten the Zostavax, that's the old shingles vaccine, should get the new shingles vaccine, which is called Shingrix. But they didn't give us a timeline on it. My gut feeling is it should be about 5 to 8 years after your last shingles vaccine. And the reason there being is that that's when that vaccine, that Zostavax, wanes after about 5 to 8 years.
Okay.
It doesn't work as well. So I'd probably want to give it the new vaccine then. And if you haven't gotten any of them, then you would just start with the new Shingrix vaccine. The reason being is that the Zostavax vaccine, the old vaccine, was a live virus, and it worked somewhere between 30 and 50% of the time, depending on your age. So the younger you were, the younger you were, the better it worked. So it worked better for a 60-year-old than it did for a 70-year-old.
Mm.
However, it wore off after about 8 years. So you're in the same boat if you got it at 60 and you turned 68, or if you waited till you were 70. So the new vaccine is not a live virus, more people can get it then, because if you have certain medical conditions, you can't get live viruses. Almost everybody can get a recombinant vaccine. If you were to get the new vaccine, the Shingrix, it's about 98% effective in preventing shingles and in preventing the post-herpetic neuralgia from that. The downside of the new vaccine is that it has a little bit more side effects when giving it. So 11% of patients developed flu-like illness that made them miss work that day or the next day, when less than 1% of the Zostavax people had that happen. And it's two shots, the shot today and a shot 6 months from now, as opposed to the Zostavax, which is only a one shot in a lifetime. But I'm absolutely recommending the Shingrix to everyone 16 over who comes into my office.
As far as that booster shot 6 months down the road, if you don't get it, then you don't get as much of a benefit from the vaccine, or do you not get any benefit at all?
You wouldn't get as much.
Okay. Is the shingle vaccine sort of like the flu vaccine in that you could still get shingles, but hopefully not as badly?
That was the way we thought of it with the old vaccine, the Zostavax vaccine.
Okay.
So you might still get shingles, but maybe you wouldn't get the pain afterwards. The buzz about the new one is that we really won't see much shingles in patients who get that. And if they do get it, then they really weren't getting any of the pain afterwards. I think they had 15,000 patients. I think 6 got post-herpetic neuralgia. So it's a pretty small amount.
Wow, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Well, you were absolutely fabulous. Is there anything that you can add on the topic that we should know about that I may not have asked you about?
I think you hit it all. You got everything that I wanted to talk about, too. So.